Hey, all you jive hustlers, you stone foxes, you mean dudes, watch out.
The Godfather of Harlem is doing it again.
There's only one stud who could rip off New York, ruin Rome, and stay alive to run a number in Africa.
Like stealing candy from a baby.
Super strong, supernatural, and
the baddest cat that ever walked the earth.
Damn, brother, you have become one violent dude.
I might not be the baddest man in the world, but I'm in the top two, and my father is getting old.
Pornography presented by Sam Sugar with the support of Fleshbot.
His business is pleasure. He sells the soft stuff.
Rated R. It's nasty.
Hi, I'm Sam Sugar. Welcome to Podnography Show 9. Podnography is a weekly look at the world of sex and the people who make other people think about it, bridging the space where professional onanists and amateur gynecologists collide. Along with our usual review of the past week at Fleshbot, this week's show includes a review of Sex with Emily, a podcast attempting to save the world one orgasm at a time, and an interview with Babe, Bathcaster, and Master of Disaster, Soccer Girl. This week I got an anonymous call from a listener. Who she is I have no idea, but I like to imagine that she's obsessed with me, is at least 5'11", and has a singing voice something like Alison Goldfrapp. Anyway, this is the message she sent.
My goodness, your voice, Sam, could seduce an angel from heaven. Unfortunately, I have no idea what you look like, and I can't find anything on Google. Maybe a treat for your listeners? A photo? Maybe a little bio? I have no idea how old you are. So instead of just remaining a fantasy, you know, maybe a little bit more personal information. Thank you.
I have to admit I'm flattered by the request, and will say that, inspired by this request, I will be greatly expanding the information available about me online. Sort of. You'll see when it comes, and it's going to be more about me, but about more interesting stuff too. Anyway, when I started writing Sugarbank, the blog, who calls this podcast its female dog, I was determined to handle the adult industry a little differently. I didn't want to write gossip, and I didn't want to use the blog as a vehicle for making myself look cool or getting laid. Of course, I now realize what a huge mistake this was. Anyway, until the About Sam section of Sugarbank takes its new form, I'll tell you a little more about me. I'm over 6'3" tall, but people tend to think I'm shorter because I often meet people when I'm sitting down. I was born and raised in London, England. London's a city and England's a country, but after living in the US for almost a decade, I realize most people think that London, England's just the name of the place, like Paris, France. Who am I to argue? Son of some pissant village on the wrong side of the pond. I wear a size 14 shoe, and I have no tattoos or piercings. Fascinating, isn't it? That's exactly why I try and keep the personal stuff out of the show. Oh yeah, there's a show. Let's get on with it.
This is a giant cock.
That's how I roll.
Fleshbot is the online equivalent of the geeky kid who becomes hot at the very end of high school, but stays a bit geeky and therefore becomes this weird outcast who all your parents secretly lust after. Here's what they brought to show and tell this week. I normally find it hard to disagree with the bulletproof good taste of the mighty Fleshbot, a fact proved once again when they declared a love of showgirls, which has just made the top of a list of worst sex scenes ever filmed. Obviously, the chart, about to be published by Empire magazine, is only concerned with films that aren't officially porn. What's really worrying is that I've seen almost all of them. As a teenager in a world where the internet was just a biannual fishing equipment expo, I had to trawl a local video store for anything, and I mean anything, that might contain the merest whiff of tit. These movies were my starter porn, and for that I salute them. Besides, anyone who's seen Roger Dodger can see how hot Elizabeth Berkeley's actually become. I've recently come to the realization that I really like boobs. For years I've known that I love great legs, but have always been pretty indifferent towards asses, by which I mean I like them the way most women like cars. If you show me a Ferrari quality ass, I'll say something like, that's nice, and just about mean it. Boobs though, full, tight, in my mouth. That's the shit. Fleshbot made me question this when it directed me towards Sign My Boobs. There's something really odd about a middle-aged woman who posts pictures of her milkies getting signed by drug celebrities. Did I say drug celebrities? I meant drunk celebrities, although as booze is a drug, I guess it's all true, however I put it. I do have to thank the site for letting me know about my breastular passion and confirming that it's not actually a fetish. I could only stand to look at her idiot attractors for about 180 minutes before I got completely bored and fell asleep on my keyboard. In a this is a big fucking ad sort of way, Fleshbot took time this week to mention that a remake of The Devil and Miss Jones is on its way soon. Now I'm doing exactly the same thing. The Devil and Miss Jones is a piece of classic porn from what some refer to as the Golden Era, which as usual means long enough ago that we've all forgotten just how much shit there was out there. It stars Jenna, need I even say her last name, Jameson, and Savannah Sampson. It's worth mentioning because it's going to be the biggest adult title of the year, if Vivid's marketing department have anything to do with things, and because, with a bit of luck, one of the stars will soon be a guest on this very podcast. So here it is. I'm doing my bit for the cause. Come talk to me. Because the Japanese language contains no word for weird, Fleshbot was able this week to report on a club in Tokyo advertising for women to work in a brothel designed to resemble an office where customers can safely sexually abuse their female colleagues. If the concept's not strange enough, the ad includes what the fuck information like preferred blood group, AB is good for some reason, and wants applicants to be willing to perform P. Well, that's my next gig sorted then. Fleshbot took a look behind the scenes during the shooting of an upcoming porn movie this week, The Phantom of the Porn Stage. It's funny, insightful, and true. People who've never been on a porn set are often fascinated to know what it's like to see and what it's like to spend a day there. If anyone listening wants to know firsthand, I'll tell you how to precisely recreate the porn set experience really easily in the comfort of your own home. Step 1. Plan to start your recreation at 9 a.m, but get drunk and high the night before and only remember to start at 11. Do not apologize to yourself and attempt to laugh it off. Step 2. Use foundation to cover any bruises, birthmarks, or ugly tattoos you have. Have a cigarette and a cup of coffee for breakfast. Gargle a little mouthwash. Point a desk lamp at your face, take off your clothes, and ram a dildo into your ass for about an hour. Step 3. It's time for lunch. Don't get dressed, but have a handful of M&Ms from a plastic bowl. Wash it down with a couple of cans of soda, and then poke at some sweating cheese and mystery meat hot dog bun subs if you're still hungry. For dessert, stand outside your house naked but for a knee-length coat and have a smoke. Step 4. Ram a dildo up your ass for another hour or two before, at the climax of your scene, you swallow about a tablespoon of salted snot. Mix this with a little washing up liquid and spray it into your eyes if you're feeling nasty. Step 5. Imagine paying yourself $500, then imagine giving $100 of that to your agent, and then giving the other $400 of that to the same guy because he's also your boyfriend. Then take a bath. They were my highlights from Fleshbot this week. For all the updates, check fleshbot.com daily. In this week's left-handed review, I'm going to take a look at Sex with Emily, a podcast by Emily Morse.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Welcome to Sex with Emily. I'm Emily, and we are saving the world one orgasm at a time.
That's quite a claim, but Emily seems to be taking her chosen task pretty seriously. Unusually for a podcaster, particularly a sex podcaster, Emily appears to be well-funded. Her audio sounds great, she clearly has a producer, and her website is well-designed. The show and the site both suggest the whole thing's been put together and is aimed at the kind of people who only want to read the sexy bits of Cosmopolitan. That would be me then. Her website is also notable for A, not being a blog, and B, featuring a professional headshot. Podcasts that don't have blogs freak me out. It's just not natural. A headshot, to anyone who spent time in LA, screams MAW, spelt M-A-W, and which stands for model, actress, whatever, a phrase seldom used as a compliment. Does Emily know what she's talking about? I'll admit that at first I didn't think so. When I think of San Francisco and sex, I think of those evenings I spent at the Triton during Macworld and the well-known gay and fetish scenes. Emily's not about that at all. She talks at the speed of an excited teenager and seems to have a genuine interest in sex. Exhibit A.
Do you get intimidated by a big vibrator? Because I had a boyfriend once who was like, he liked that I got off on the vibrator, and then he was like intimidated because the vibrator was bigger than he was, and then it became this whole thing. Anyway.
I don't think it's not limited.
But your vibrator doesn't do that because because other men get intimidated. They're like, I want to be the man. I want to be the one. And I think this is amazing. Like that, it's your friend. I want to tell like my boyfriend and other men, like, this is your friend. It's your partner. Sometimes you're tired, and I've got the vibrator. You can just sit there and talk dirty, and I got the vibrator.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. So yeah. Sex toys.
No, that's exactly it. The next vibrator.
Men should not be threatened by vibrators. We know you can do it, but sometimes it's quicker.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I know that some of you will be thinking, wow, she sounds annoying. But then again, some of you are probably on drugs right now, and given that, who cares what you think? Junkie. What's nice about the show is that it's interview-based, which means you don't have to be interested in Emily to find the shows interesting themselves, and that she manages to find people to talk to who aren't the usual suspects when it comes to being a sex pundit. The mainstream press seems to have 5 people on speed dial, and they offer opinions on everything from dildos to child porn. These aren't those people. Here's an example of the kind of stuff Emily gets into. Here talking to a 25-year-old sex worker, fetish model, and all-round super freak.
I personally am not going to save the world one orgasm at a time, but my guest will, because I have a lot to learn. Like, I've had partners and sex and done some stuff that I think is interesting, but I thought it was a gay thing, the butt plug.
No way. There are so many nerves around the anus.
Men are, but straight men? Are afraid of the butt, like of the
no,
butt. Some
know,
aren't, but they want like the because, finger, but like,
yeah,
no vibration in the gay. Ass, no vibrator in your ass. Okay, tell me, sorry.
Well,
plug.
No, it's all good. It's
tell me about
that,
the butt plug.
Okay, well, let's start
listen,
with
that. Listen, just looking at me, buddy. What? Do you know? I don't get it.
No,
have you used
it?
Wait, do you
like,
know already? Is that
no,
why you're laughing at me?
No.
I'm so insecure. Do you already know about the butt plug? Okay, tell me.
Don't be insecure.
Okay.
Let's start with ladies first.
Ladies use the butt plug too.
Yeah.
I'm so misinformed.
So with the G-spot, which I don't like to call the G-spot because Greffenberg, it's called the Greffenberg spot,
right.
Which is a man discovered it.
Love it.
Excuse
Love
me.
Him.
I don't think so.
What do you know? Just McKinsey, like.
I'm still looking for mine, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I know. I kind of found it. I'm sorry to say that. I kind of found the G, but it's like a clitoral orgasm is much easier for me, but like the G-spot is a harder thing. And
well,
I feel like I haven't quite had
common.
The, haven't reached the
learning
top of Everest
learning
yet.
Learning it.
I got to base camp, and I feel like I still need to get to the Everest of the G-spot. And I do sometimes. Dude, right. Sorry. Butt plug. The women are clamoring for more butt plug stuff because they're everywhere. I live in San Francisco. Like, they're everywhere. It's like Safeway has a butt plug. What is it?
Well, actually, you can reach the G-spot through the anus because there's such a thin layer of skin between the two. It's very thin. So you can easily...
You did go to, like, clit you or something. Okay, go ahead.
It's pretty... Well, I wouldn't say it's easy because you got to really work your way up. And it all depends
it
what size
night,
you want.
Right. Okay.
Start off really, really small. Really, really small.
What small? The butt plug? A small butt plug or a small, like...
Small anything you want to
okay.
use. You can use anything.
Small penis?
It's clearly not designed to be wanking material, but hey, is that always a bad thing? Okay, that was a silly question. But this is a good podcast. Thinking people talking about sexual topics without a veneer of pseudo-intellectualism? Sign me up right here. Overall, two thumbs up, or some sexy equivalent I still can't think of.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we are proud to announce the motion picture debut of America's most talented, most beautiful, most exciting, most glamorous female superstar. She's sweet.
This is a giant cock.
She's sexy.
I know what you want to, and you're gonna get it.
She's courageous.
All your friends are dead. Well, I killed them all.
She's outrageous.
You want me to crawl? You want to spit on me and make me crawl?
A mean kind of super chick. The godmother of them all.
Way back in Podnography Show 4, I reviewed Soccer Girl Incorporated, a podcast by iTunes' favorite Soccer Girl. Soon after that, we began talking and arranged to meet in person to talk, drink, and do the whole meeting face-to-face sort of thing. Soccer Girl's a permanent fixture in the iTunes Top 100, is the inventor of the bathcast, and possessor of the kind of voice which means she could simply record herself reading pi to 1,000 digits each week and still have an audience. We both recorded our conversation, which ran for a couple of hours before Budweiser drew things to a close, and you can hear more of our tipsy rambling in Soccer Girl's podcast, which is linked from podnography.com. As running an interview that long is impossible, I've produced a short edit of the first half of our conversation here. I'll follow up soon with highlights of the second half, and maybe, if there's demand, an edit of the second half too. Soccer Girl's cute and hilarious. I hope this is as much fun to listen to as it was to record.
Hey everybody, what's up? This is Sam. Say hi to the listeners.
Hello listeners, I'm here.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Sam Sugar. You might know me from the blog sugarbank.com or my podcast at podnography.com, or you might just be wondering, who is this guy and why am I listening to him? Whatever, welcome, I'm here.
This is my first ever time meeting a podcaster that I have talked to in emails and stuff in person. And you've got a much classier setup than I do. I'm impressed. I'm feeling a little sheepish with my $30 Logitech microphone.
I make up for my lack of natural ability with an excess of equipment, which actually is something that's been said to me by a number of women that I've dated. Mm. But that's a whole other.
We're talking about your equipment already?
Story. Yes, it's a long, dark cylinder.
I don't think we're going to be able to podcast for very long if you keep talking like that.
A Shure 87A. I believe Shure stands for sure, because that's the kind of guy I am. Mm-hmm. But no.
Do you want to put that somewhere so that you can...
So that we're more comfortable?
Yeah.
I'd be more comfortable if I put this cylinder somewhere. Yeah, you're right. So, come on, get your mind out of the gutter.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I'm trying to be
Look, there's my dildo right there. Two of, and then my vibrator. And you know, I didn't know you were coming over.
And can I tell you, she was pointing at a candle. And I'm looking at the candle thinking, what a great piece of improv.
Oh, the candle.
And she points at a candle and says, there are my dildos. It's only when I look behind them that I see that the red candle and the pink candle
are not in fact candles.
At all.
No.
No. No, this is going to be fine. And I think, actually, if I hold on to this, my hands will be visible at all times.
Okay. You say so. Sam is in my room.
I am. There are probably thousands of people out there who are cursing my name. Will now be spamming whatever web presence for me they can find.
Also, I just put on something more comfortable.
If it helps, I'm incredibly gay. I'm an outrageous homosexual.
Yeah, we were just talking about that over dinner, actually. Yeah, I should stop lying down and sitting up. It's going to sound weird. Can't help it. Look at all my new movies. I just got a lot of new movies, and I'm very excited. It's a little bit more than I can handle all at once. Clue.
There's Clue. I can tell you, if you're wondering about what makes Soccer Girl tick and the kind of movies that she's into, I can tell you that I'm going to read one shelf, okay, from left to right.
The Brother from Another Planet. Good movie. A Bug's Life.
Uh-oh.
Chicken Run. City by the Sea.
They're in alphabetical order.
And if any of you are beginning to wonder if she's the kind of anal retentive person who alphabetizes her DVDs, and I say DVDs because this is actually a shelf of VHS. She's rocking it old school. City by the Sea, Clue, Crocodile Hunter, Death to Smoochie, which, by the way, Death to Smoochie, it's a movie that a lot of people love.
I love it.
Yeah, I know. But however much I watch it, I still can't help thinking this just sucks. Even it's got all of those, like, hip credentials.
I don't think it's awesome because it's hip. I think it's awesome because it's so bizarre.
Yeah, but beside Death to Smoochie, you have a real classic, an underappreciated masterpiece, Deep Blue Sea.
LL Cool J with the parrot.
It's one of his finest performances.
I would say so. Flawless, I would even say.
He was so Cool J-esque in that movie. Mm-hmm. There was almost a Cool J-ness that he defined in that role as the Negro chef. And on the last thing on the shelf is Don't Look in the Basement.
Which is an awesome movie, and if you guys haven't seen it, you should, and chances are you haven't, because I got that at a garage sale, and I've never heard of it except for when I saw it, and now I've watched it. But it's about a bunch of crazy people in a weird, insane house, and they're all, like, F-movie actors. but they're all genuinely old, so there's that.
And there is no, apart from the two dongs in the corner, I can't see any sex films. So,
no, that's true. I don't have any porn.
You know, the closest
Brian's she's got that in his room.
Closest she's got to porn is a copy of Femme Fatale, which is one of my faves, and also Battlefield Earth, which, if you haven't seen, John Travolta looks very, very hot in.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I have to admit that I didn't even buy that one. There are definitely movies scattered throughout this collection that, shall we say, I acquired through somewhat unusual means that sometimes had something to do with something illegal, perhaps. Maybe. I mean, you know, maybe.
I will attempt to make a citizen's arrest right now. If you hear sounds of a struggle, you'll know that I've been successful.
I'm taking kickboxing lessons, so I'll kick your ass. I'm not, actually. That's a lie.
I'm just going to choose to believe that. because it's a lot easier to back down now than to have my ass kicked by a young woman who hasn't taken kickboxing lessons.
No, but I have a scythe.
She does. Can I tell you something else? I am sitting here in Soccer Girl headquarters, and she has a scythe. Not a plastic, I'm going to fancy dress party scythe. She has a full-on, this is a real scythe. I've only ever seen scythes in cartoons. And here is a real one, it's got a rusty blade.
Yeah, it's super rusty.
Yeah, it's
really cool.
It's straight out of a horror movie.
Mm. I found it. I live in the country, as you know, as you all can probably hear the crickets. But I found that in the basement of the house I used to live in, which was right down the road, same street. And it's authentic, is what I'm saying. It's an original antique.
Have you ever used it? Have you ever scythed anything?
I used it for my Halloween costume one year.
What did you go as, Little Bo Peep?
No.
Okay.
I didn't really go as anything specific. I just dressed up fancy and I had a scythe.
Did you do what all women do?
Hmm.
Well, when women go to fancy dress parties.
In America, we don't call them fancy dress parties.
Costume parties. I have been living in America for a number of years.
Yeah, well, obviously costume you haven't parties. Learned very much.
When you go to costume parties.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah. Do you do what all women do, which is just go as the slut version of whatever you're supposed to be?
That is not what all women do.
Women go as slut Death, slut Spider-Woman.
Hot women
slut
do.
Little Bo Peep, all women.
Not true.
So, were you real Death, or were you slut Death in suspenders?
I told you, I wasn't anything specific. I wasn't Death.
Okay. Was it cute, though?
Of course.
So, it had a touch of...
It was slutty. It was cute.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to be this year, though. I haven't decided yet. And I'm going to have a special podcast for Halloween. Do you want to do something fun with me for Halloween?
I would love to do something fun with you for Halloween.
Okay, good. We should figure it out later.
I think so. Maybe we could... Maybe this could be costume. Maybe we could tie costumes into it, or tie each other into costumes.
There has to be candy.
That's true.
Either way.
Yeah, this is, we're just about to hit one of those edit out sections. I can feel it coming.
No way. No editing allowed.
Click. Bump. Click, click, click.
I thought you were going to bust out in a freestyle. You said something about that earlier.
I did threaten to make this a whole human beatbox edition because, as you can probably tell from hearing my voice here, I have a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
Mad skills all over this mofo.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think it might be a little too real for you.
I think you maybe shouldn't underestimate me.
I think I might blow your mind.
Go ahead, baby.
I couldn't do that.
Yes, you could. Do it.
You have,
I can put on a beat for you.
You have no idea how much pleasure she's getting from seeing me all flustered as opposed to my cool professional demeanor.
A lot of pleasure.
I only have my intellect and my microphone to protect me.
And your Budweiser.
And my Budweiser, which I'm sipping. I'm sipping carefully.
I got you another one, so you don't have to get up if you want another one. As you'll see, I'm already on my other one.
Thank you. Oh, you are.
I am.
You are. Yeah, that's because I'm with a professional. So, do you want to ask me any questions about what makes me such a fascinating individual?
Absolutely.
What a fascinating and sexy guy I am.
Totally. I've been thinking about it all day. I haven't been able to do anything else, really, because I've just been like, oh my God, Sam's coming, and he's so fucking fascinating, and he's so hot. What am I going to do? What am I going to ask him? And I haven't known. I still kind of don't know, but I have some ideas. So, I'll try.
Actually, I am the person who's in a lucky position here, because... for people who don't have the visual plugin downloaded for this podcast, that was Soccer Girl miming masturbation, I believe.
Masturbation.
Or throwing seeds onto freshly ploughed land. That's a hard one, though, isn't it?
It is a hard one. Ploughed. Especially when you're
ploughed
English.
Ploughed seems better.
To you, maybe.
It's like hanged. You know, hanged is correct. You don't say someone was hung. Well, I've heard it said about me. But you don't say someone was hung.
Oh, God.
But you do say someone was hanged.
It's very strange. I've never understood that one.
Yeah. So I think plone is okay. But what I'm saying is the mime looks similar. She could be...
I was pretending to jerk off a dick. Let's put it that way.
I was going
to
say she could have been tossing seeds, but it's almost exactly tossing the same
something.
Thing. Yeah, isn't it? Isn't that ironic that throwing seeds onto land is
trying
the same
to,
as...
Like, well,
same mime.
Only when you like do it like this. I don't think everybody does it like that. I mean, you could just kind of like throw them, you know.
Well, you could.
Instead of
like a monkey at the zoo.
Just keeps getting stuck in my hair. I just got my hair cut and it's too short.
You've got a lot of hair.
No, it's too short. It was so much longer before.
How much longer are we talking?
It was like right. It was like down to the middle of my back.
Wow.
But it was all messed up at the bottom, so I had to get a cut, but the bitch who cut it was not...
That bitch.
Yeah. But you know what I was realizing when she was cutting my hair? That, like... And this might be weird. I don't know.
It's okay. It's weird
okay.
is good.
Okay. But it's really erotic to get your hair cut. Because it's like you're paying someone to, like, rub your head, you know? Like fucking touch your scalp, and like she had these really nice little nails and she was like rubbing my scalp and it felt so good. And I was kind of getting like all excited, and then I realized that it was this like weird white trash hairdresser and that really I didn't want to have sex with her, but I don't know. I never had that experience where I'd been like so very much aware.
Do you go to a fancy hairdresser who gives you the head massage and kind of gets deep into the roots and...
Like I said, white trash. I went to the mall.
Well, even though my identity is secret, you can say that I don't have much hair.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Pretty much none.
Yeah. I have a bit of a cue ball noggin right here, I think, as you Yanks would say. But it's lovely to have your head touched. And I have actually, I will admit, even with my couple of millimeters of hair, I have paid good money to go to hairdressers to have a haircut. But I've been to hairdressers where they spend 10 minutes giving you a head massage.
Nuh-uh.
It's fabulous.
I believe it.
It's really good.
I mean...
Your head's all wet, and then you get all kind of like the fingertips.
It's all sweaty right now,
and,
so...
Yeah.
Same thing.
But yeah, it felt really good.
And they pull the like little bits at the end. Yeah, that's all that good stuff.
Totally. But yeah, it was very strange because I found myself absolutely being turned on in an embarrassing way, you know? I had like my eyes closed and I was slowly like, yeah, touch my head, bitch. And then I realized where I was and I hoped that she hadn't noticed my facial expression, which she probably had since there's always a mirror in front of you when you get your haircut.
Is it fairly easy to spot when you're turned on?
I don't know. I don't ever have to spot me.
Good answer.
Thanks.
Accurate. Mm-hmm. But you manage to generally maintain a level of decorum and control.
No. You mean in general in my life?
Well, you know, when you're having these unexpectedly sexual experiences.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at pretending everything's cool. Unless she were to be like, I'll touch your head if you give me an extra $10. We can go in the back room and, like, I'll rub it real good as long as you lick my pussy. Then I'd be like, okay.
Wow.
But maybe not for her because she wasn't that hot. If she was hotter.
But isn't that the difficult thing? You never know whether you're hot stuff to that individual person.
That's true.
So you'd kind of have to give a sign.
Yeah. But, and if she'd been hotter, I probably would have. I mean, I might have been more obvious about it or something. I might have, like, tried to make some sort of advance. As it was, I was just embarrassed because I didn't want to follow through, you know.
But for guys, and this is an important question to ask, how obvious are your advances? Because I know women, and I've spoken to them, and they say, you know, I love this guy at my office, and I've been into him for ages, so I made it completely obvious that I liked him. And you say, well, what did you do? And I'll say, well, I, like, walked past his desk, like, twice, you know? And you'll go, he's a guy. He doesn't get that. What he needs...
Nobody gets that. Girls wouldn't get that either.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're not into the subtext here. So when you're letting someone know, when you're letting your hairdresser know that you need them to take it to the next level,
mm-hmm.
What is the soccer girl sign? What would you be doing?
Well, you know, that it's all depends on the situation. I mean, a hairdresser situation is a hard one because, you know, it's definitely a professional relationship you have. Like, you're the customer and, like, they're doing something for you, but they're only touching you because you're paying them to cut your hair and touch your hair, you know?
Most people in my life who've ever touched me have only done it because I was paying them, but maybe...
Right, and most of the time when I've touched people, it's only been because I was paid, but...
We can edit this bit out, right?
Yeah. Okay, whatever. No, I mean, all I'm saying is, like, I understand not getting both sides, but, I mean, I don't know, maybe I probably would have just grabbed her breast or something. No.
That's, you know, and I believe that you would have got away with that. That's a move no guy. Every guy has thought that. Every guy, especially when you're younger.
Or maybe I would have just been like, hey, is that pubic hair on your Coke can? You know? And she would have been like, yeah, baby. And then it would have been all over.
You should have just said to her, give me a number one all over. And she says, cut off all this hair? And you go, no, not all this hair.
Oh.
Pink librarians. Nice. With the nice wobbly blue text as well. Pre-CGI.
Sweet.
But that's what you think when you're younger. You think, you know, and you hear it from women as well, and that really does your head in. They're like, hey, you know, what really turns me on is when a guy's really kind of upfront and takes charge.
But it just depends. That's the thing.
But you can't, can't do that. You'll get arrested.
Yeah. Well, there's no absolutes, though, you know?
There is absolute. There's absolute citron. And there's also absolute blackcurrant.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, you're very cute. And you could be all, like, coming on to me and I might like it. But if you weren't cute... Or if we were not in my bedroom right now, you know, it might not work the same way.
Well, because we're going to edit all of this, this is when I'll just cut the recording and grab your breast. And if this podcast continues after this, you'll know I've been successful. Yeah. if you hear me speaking through broken teeth, you'll know that this has been a complete failure. But I'm going to take one small step for man.
Good for you. What are you going to do? I'm nervous now. Oh, I see. You're improvising.
I'm improvising.
That was a real slap. I really did slap him.
It was. I was
do
really,
it again.
I
see?
Was, I ow, was really ow. Hit. And normally that's extra.
Mm-hmm, you know? It's true.
You know, because those Asian women don't like to hit guys like me.
No, but I'm not Asian. Not even a little.
Can I tell you guys... I can't continue the fast any longer. With Soccer Girl is a Chinese woman. She's about 45. She puts
that picture
fortunes,
is just of some girl down the block.
She puts fortunes in cookies. That's mm-hmm. her job.
Help me. I'm captive. Yeah.
She, in fact, Soccer Girl, she thinks it means cookie. She's like, cookie girl. She's like, you want soccer? I said, no. I want cookie. Wow. That was turning into
confused.
Incredibly incredibly racist and poorly thought out piece of improv there. And I'm not even that kind of person. I was just trying to make connections. I'm very nervous. I'm not used
Why
to this outside broadcast thing. Because I have this recording
Drink
thing.
Drink more beer.
You're right.
That's why you need to smoke pot. Speaking of which, can we stop for a second?
Are you ridiculing my accent, young lady?
No.
That's okay, because we're in your house. And
I don't know why you would think that.
You can pretty much do what you'd like. Actually, it's refreshing, because I hear so much kind of what I think is shallow flattery about my accent, as if they've never heard anyone English before.
Oh my God, your accent's so hot. I can't even believe you're in my room. I want you so bad.
Exactly. Stuff like that. Exactly. Stuff like that. And I know it's all rubbish. In fact, you know what? When someone's complimenting your accent, it means they've run out of things to say. It's like when you see the kid in a wheelchair with the drool coming down, and you go, that's a really nicely decorated wheelchair. Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing.
Accents and wheelchairs are not the same.
So this tightly structured debate. Let's move on to part four. I want to interview you. I want to draw you into my web.
Okay.
I need to lower your defenses.
They're pretty low.
You see, she's better than me.
Shut up.
I kind of like raise the bar, and then she'll say something, and I'll be like, okay, can't match that. Move on.
Cut it out.
So,
ask away.
This is where you run your empire from.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
A simple girl from. Can I say you're from? I mean, we're in New York, right?
Yeah, but I'm not from New York.
No, we're in New York.
You can say where we are. It's on my website.
Okay, we're in Northern New York.
We're in Germantown.
We're in Germantown, and there aren't hardly any Germans here, so that's a lie, number one.
Maybe they settled it, though.
And she runs this empire with an iBook, two dildos, different mm-hmm. colors, neither of them black.
They're both Valentine's Day colors, pink and red.
You know, I've never seen big used jelly dongs on the floor and thought romantic thoughts before, but now I will. One of them is really quite sizable,
mm-hmm.
And has a strange lump in the middle.
Oh, the red one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, see, you can't see the whole thing. It has a...
Oh, my God. Oh, she's... Can I tell you, she
dusty,
has...
dusty, though, because I
haven't
needed it.
She has the classic rabbit pearl.
Yeah.
That's made in China.
Uh-huh.
By...
See? Batteries work.
I think you can hear that.
Yeah.
That is pure red dong action. And actually, I know a lot of women prefer the kind of crazy colours because it's less... Are you one of these people who prefers the less realistic effect? No.
I like both. I mean, it's fun when it's less realistic because then I can just think about how I'm playing with myself. But if it's more realistic, then I can pretend that I'm having actual real sex with somebody, and that's hot too.
So would you be the kind of person who would ever go for a molded on the boyfriend kind of model?
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
I've considered that before. But one, they only send you a gallon of that putty molding material.
Right, not nearly enough.
Not nearly enough.
Obviously.
And secondly, it seems
seriously,
like...
Seriously, guys, obviously not enough.
It seems like a system designed to make you look bad because you have to stick... your engorged phallus into a kind of ice cold patty thing.
I was just going to make a joke about how that sounds really hot, but ice cold doesn't make it sound hot.
Ice cold putty.
Why can't it be warm putty?
How would you warm putty?
Well, why can't you could just use like plaster of Paris and use warm water to make it.
If you put your dick into plaster of Paris,
you put Vaseline on it first.
Yeah, what if that didn't work?
It works.
It's your penis.
I don't have a penis.
Well, you have two, actually.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
But
yeah, three, including Ryan's.
They're rowboat,
yeah. Four, including yours.
Yeah. You don't have mine.
Not yet.
Glitch, cut. And back to the interview. What day is it? Day four.
Yeah.
So, if you put your wanger into a tub of plaster of Paris...
Which I often do.
It might get stuck.
Not if you cover it in Vaseline.
Would you mold your thingy, your vertical bacon sandwich, in plaster of Paris? If I covered it in...
That's all I got.
if it was covered in Vaseline?
What? Would I put my clit in plaster of Paris if it was covered in Vaseline?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
It would be cool to have a mold of it.
It would be cool to begin with, then it would dry out, then it would just be...
But it wouldn't stick if you had Vaseline on it.
You believe in Vaseline.
Actually, I don't even need Vaseline. My pussy's wet enough, thank you. Did I just say that?
I can actually let everyone in on a... I can let everyone in on a secret here. I can tell everybody that I have actually watched sex toys being made.
Have you really?
Not for men. Yeah, I have a long and storied career in the jizz biz, and if you don't believe it to be true, I can tell you it is. Those sex toys that are supposed to be people, they are actually molded on people. Now the dolls all look like
all of them are
look ridiculous. If it says that it's supposed to be, I mean, there are only like three companies that make sex toys in a serious way, and I've had kind of close relations with the biggest one. There's a company called Las Vegas Novelties. There's a company called... Oh, I'm going to forget the names of my friends now, and they're going to kill me for
it. Yeah, because you're so famous now. They're little people.
It's like being at the Oscars.
Yeah, you know, pretty much. You're like, thank you, all of you guys. Yeah. I mean...
If I was ever at the Oscars, I'd just get up and go, you never helped me. I always hated you. You always hated me.
Or you could just be like, yes! I rock! I totally rule!
That was like the Eminem guy.
Yes, I win!
Did you see the Eminem guy?
No.
When Eminem didn't go and get his Oscar for best soundtrack for like 8 Mile.
Did somebody do it?
His buddy went up and the other producer, and he's this guy who's like dressed in MC Hammer's cast-offs. And totally, totally incapable of stringing a sentence together. Totally incapable of stringing a sentence together. And I'm having to fight to maintain control of this podcast here.
Go ahead.
And
I'm not doing anything.
No.
No.
I'm having to. Can I tell you that Soccer Girl can be incredibly distracting? I need to arrange... Yes, thank you. Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Eminem. No, but Eminem's buddy got up on stage. Uh-huh. And he was incredibly stupid and very kind of like, yeah, and just like, we totally had a good time in the studio and like, yeah, you know. I want people to get up there and, like, you know, thank Beelzebub and, you know, Satan is my lord and master, all that kind of stuff.
I just want to go up and be like, not even thank anybody, have my speech be like, I've always admired myself, I think I'm really great, I like my tits, I've always deserved this, like, about time you fucking assholes realized how good I was and gave me an award.
You could get away with that, and then you could go back. Then you could go back to the stalls and make out with your brother, Angelina Jolie style.
No, thanks.
No,
I'll make out with Angelina Jolie.
Everyone would. Isn't she everyone's get out clause?
I don't have to have a get out clause, so I don't know.
There was a time when I knew someone who knew Angelina Jolie. And
in the biblical sense?
No, God, no. No, this was a woman, and not that that would have made any difference at all. Yeah. But she was working near Angelina Jolie, and Angelina Jolie was asking for someone to bring who had a kid, if they could bring a kid to the set with her. So
play with her son?
To play with Maddox. And I literally wanted to phone people and say, I need to borrow your toddler. But coming from a young foreign guy doesn't sound very good. Hey, I hear you've got a 2-year-old. I was wondering if I could borrow them for an afternoon. Why? Because I think it might get me laid.
No, because I want to meet Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very plausible, does it?
Darling? But yes, it does. If they know, if they're friends with you, obviously they know how famous you are.
Well, can I say, if anyone has children, they're prepared to... Actually, I just need to meet some of those Michael Jackson parents who are always like, Michael Jackson phones up and says, hey, I'd like to play with your kid.
Okay, yeah, and why don't you sleep in the same bed with my son, and exactly. Why don't you touch his penis?
Exactly.
That's fine.
Well, Judge, his penis was cold and my mouth was warm, and...
I just was trying to warm him up. I didn't want him to get hypothermia in Neverland.
Yeah, it all happens in Neverland.
It should be called it?
Never Say Neverland, because everything seems to be going down.
Or
there.
Just Neverland, because it's stuff you're never supposed to do.
Exactly, Badlands. I actually had an enormous argument with my father over this. My father firmly believes in the innocence of Michael Jackson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have any evidence upon which to believe that?
Well, those videotapes that I shot, but I cut all the sex out of those.
Right. Because mostly you didn't want people seeing your ass.
I didn't.
You're really fucking weird about your ass, dude. Especially when you're in those Michael Jackson videos.
Michael's so much lither than I am. I'm so much more man
than
Michael.
Dude, you have to just love your body, you know?
You're right.
Love who you are.
Right now, actually.
Yeah.
I'm gonna...
Love it. Right on. Anyhow... Well, we're looking at bodies.
I'm winning. I have made Soccer Girl blush for the first time. She's getting all coquettish. I wish I could zoom in with the mic. Now it's just going to distort, but I'm zooming. I'm
get away. I'm don't tickle
They'll
me with
be
that.
They'll just be hearing thunk thud if it touches anything.
Yeah, because I'd kickbox that shit.
That's true. That is true. Actually, mics are pretty... You can tell microphones were designed by men. Because you wonder when you look at them. I should have a camera right now.
Don't you?
That would be good. I do actually have a camera in my bag.
Yeah, I do too.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't take pictures of me.
Why? Oh yeah, because you're so shy.
I'm incommunicado.
He's so hot. Girls.
She has to say that.
No, I don't.
She came to cut me out of my house.
No, I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
She's resting on a roll of my flab, and Jerry Springer is waiting to do a special on getting me out with a fire crew.
That's true.
I'm the world's biggest Star Trek fan.
Slipping in the snow, adrenaline. unlimited flow. Adding a smoke screen to this flashback scene. My brain restrived back from Nome. A peculiar reaction to those windows creaking, your voice speaking. I think of us traveling at night at 100 times the speed of.
That's it for Podnography Show 9. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out podnography.com for past shows. That's podnography. Fleshbot.com for daily sex news. And sugarbank.com for more of me. My name's Sam Sugar, and that was Podnography.